Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay.
Hey.
Worried.
I know, that was a cry for help.
Hey.
Hey.
Guys, I'm wearing a special edition sexy unique podcast She's Starting baseball cap right now.
It looks so good on you.
Thank you. Lara has put them up in the merch store, so if you want, you can go up on and just buy one of these little gems and wear them around town.
Yeah, and tell everyone you're starting,
because she's certainly starting.
She has been starting.
I saw a plume of smoke,
and she'll never finish.
No. I was watching a fire from like a block away this morning, like some structure fire, and it was like a huge black plume, and I thought
she's starting.
So guys, go to the merch, wear them to our tour.
Yeah, come to the live sup shows
in a She's Starting hat.
Someone messaged me on Instagram and she was like, me and my girls are all going to Puerto Vallarta and we're all buying She's Starting hats and we'll send photos. And I was like, they are literally starting.
That is like some kind of movement.
Yeah. I got like a little stoned yesterday and I was wearing my She's Starting hat, just like looking at myself in the mirror, which was a true She's Starting.
Just doing little,
I was just like
stealing little glances.
And I thought to myself, maybe this is the genesis of my streetwear brand called She's Starting.
You're Leah Mob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My married to the mob.
I love
except
that.
Cute.
Yeah. There's
except
actually
like things you want
in good taste.
Yeah.
I haven't been watching. They went to Salem on Roni. Leah's set. Is she?
I don't know. I mean, I like her from where I left off last season. Love her, root for her, respect her.
Yeah, me too.
Want nothing but the best.
I've been hearing things
are
going bad this season.
A lot of drama and like a lot of like sources say, which you can never tell if it's like a cast member planning these stories or like Bravo planning these stories to try and gauge viewers' reactions.
Well, yeah, the big news this week is that Ramona Singer might be leaving or being, she's preemptively leaving because she was going to get the axe.
But nothing's set in stone.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's time to put her out to sea, let her sail away and do her thing. And, you know, I think she's past her time on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, she was great. in a lot of ways, but she's just been
a drag.
Vile.
I don't know. I haven't watched, so I can't like super speak to it.
I mean, she made her last season, she had a birthday party and made her friends all chip in to buy her like a $50,000 bag.
Yeah. I thought they all just did that.
She like put them up to it.
Well, they have the money.
But she could just buy one herself.
Yeah, but it's nicer sometimes when people buy them for you.
Is the toilet running?
It is, but I don't know. I don't care.
She's starting.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm kind of into Bravo. Just like if they continue the vibe of like, we shall sacrifice every older white woman on like the hill that is reality television to like right the wrongs of our ancestors. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, go off.
Go off.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. Yeah. Change is good and change it's good, good to shake it up sometimes. And if it means that you get some sort of magical combination of a cast that can repeat like the gorgeousness of Roni's past, then it's all for the better.
I agree with you. One show that should just never get rid of the original cast ever is Potomac.
Yeah.
The first episode that came out this past week was incredible.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm so behind. So I'm just going to start this season.
Just start this season.
Yeah. And then I'll catch up when I catch up because it's like becoming this. I'm like neurotic about it where I'm like, there's just too much to watch. And so I'll just start.
It's just, it's so good. Giselle and Karen are, it's really a show about their love, their love story, their fraught friendship. Their frenemy-dom and just their back and forth. It's just, I can't get enough. And what I love about this season is that it starts out, it was filmed later in the year. So like, we don't have to go through like the switch from normal to COVID, which has been so triggering to see on like every fucking reality show.
Yeah.
Filmed last year. Like, I hate when that timestamp comes up and it says like March 12th and you see like the empty
bitch,
streets.
We lived it.
Yeah, I lived it. We all lived. You know what I mean? So this is just like they're in COVID. They're all wearing masks. No one's explaining. Like, you don't have to explain it. That is what I want. So that just on a bat is a win. But it's also Potomac, so it's going to be incredible.
Okay.
And the new woman is insane.
Is that girl Ashley still on it? Mm-hmm. That woman Ashley? That girl?
Yeah.
And she's married to like a really weirdo dude.
She's married to literally like the boogeyman.
And she's kind of boogie energy.
She's like trapped energy.
Yeah.
She is like, she's grown on me a lot in the last few seasons. Like at first I thought she was really obnoxious. And I think she really grew on me and is like a really reliable loller.
Okay.
And like is actually kind of funny. But her marriage to Michael is just like completely insane.
Okay.
Michael Darby is the scariest looking person ever. He's like this gin blossom nose, bald Australian guy who's like 8 feet tall, and he's truly Slender Man.
They were giving me really bad vibes from like the early episodes that watched. Yeah.
I mean, she's 28 years younger than him or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still together, so. But it's great, and it's just amazing.
Okay, I'm going to watch. This is great that it just started because I can like summer house it where I just started that season. And then
Giselle telling Karen that she's going to spread her truth out slowly is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's like literally my approach to life.
And then she waves her fingers around like she's sprinkling. She goes a little here, a little there. She goes, your broke truth, your cheating truth, your drunk truth. And then Karen just goes, shut up, just shut up. But she goes, don't worry, Karen. I'm going to spread your truth slowly.
She's starting.
Oh, it's amazing. And yeah, Mia, the new housewife, you're going to be obsessed with her plastic surgery.
Okay. I love a good surgical moment.
And Wendy gets she got implants during the off season. And the woman's like, oh my God, I can't stop looking at them. They're so nice. And then Wendy goes, they are nice. What have you gotten done to your face? Looks like a lot. And she goes, yeah, I have gotten a lot. And she goes, and then I got my clit worked on.
Oh.
And they all go, ooh.
Your clit.
Yeah, she apparently got her clit tightened.
Can you tighten a clit?
I don't know. I think she...
Does she mean her labia?
I think she means her labia.
Or just like her vagina. Because I don't even... You can't really tighten your labia. You can like trim them. I don't think... I mean, I'm no...
I think she
clit expert, but I don't think you can tighten your clit.
No, and I didn't. I was confused by that. She seemed like she got some things mixed up just off the bat. Like she couldn't really do multiplication or addition.
I'm loving, like, if you are mixed up about like what your clit is versus what your vagina is versus what your labia is, I don't think you should be getting surgery on it.
All the women looked extremely confused by it. And they were all like, whoa. What? I think she meant like... Like vaginoplasty or whatever, yeah. But like I was like, you know, I'm no expert, but I don't know that that's.
I love like kind of not knowing and just being like, do your thing, and then not actually knowing like what you got surgery on. Yeah. That's a power move, a true surgical trust.
The whole thing is just her clit, I guess.
Well, no, I think
I'm making a joke. She's like, my whole, it's just all a clit.
It's like, I know you're gay, but like,
no.
The clit is different.
No, I know, but I'm like, maybe in her head, she's like, it's all just one huge clit.
Well, mazel tov. That's great.
But they all seemed, I was confused. All the women seemed confused. She seemed confused. It's a great moment.
Okay, wow, this show is delivering.
It gives.
It gives. It's sprinkling.
You know that video of the girl I showed you that went, welcome to New York.
Yes, Taylor Cassani. Or no, Alex Cassani.
There's a video of her getting served avocado toast, and the waiter hands it to her, and she takes a bite of it, and she goes, it's giving.
She's my fucking hero.
She's like 18.
I follow her on Instagram now, and I'm just like here for all of it.
Why am I not like, how
she doesn't
am I...
even do like the funny stuff on Insta. I need to like get on TikTok and really look through, but like I'm just here for her. Like she's a model and is a loller.
She goes, it's giving.
Welcome to New York.
It's been waiting for you.
Waiting for you.
She goes, hey. Welcome to New York. It doobin' doobin' hoobin' hoobin' hair.
She looks exactly like Taylor.
It truly is. And she looks like her.
Yeah, she is. It's giving.
It is. It's She's giving. Starting. That's another hat.
It's giving.
It's giving.
Mm-hmm. Should we get into...
Yeah. Guys, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy, Unique Podcast. Beverly Hills Angels.
I was literally about to call it Tough Sicilian Bitches because I saw two friends that I haven't seen since our show last night. And one of them said he recently went back and listened to Tough Sicilian Bitches.
I love, you know what? That was a real.
It was an era.
It was a hit season of Sup.
People
love it. Like there's been multiple listens of that. And I love that. I love my Jersey girls.
Wanna fight, scum fuck?
I always thought today I was had a long time where I was just thinking in my head, sons of bitches, sons of bitches,
sons of bitches. I need to just go back and commit to like the last few seasons of Jersey.
Me too. I need to watch the season that Danielle was on. I just can't help myself.
But because I've been like I've been on podcasts where people like will just ask me about stuff about New Jersey recent as if I know.
I'm like, bitch, I don't know.
But I like kind of go along with it. Which is like, what's going on?
You're Roan J fishing.
I am.
It's okay.
I mean, I'm like, yeah, I know, loosely. And I'm like trying, but like, I secretly just want to be like, I don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
The last time I watched was when those twins were on, which was...
That was a long time ago. Yeah. That was like, I think the last time that I truly watched the show too.
They were scary.
They were. They were devilish. Like,
they were Hydra.
And I had to go.
They were Cerberus.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Cerberus.
Okay.
We come up on Sutton and she's, you know...
Stomping off
in her little sack dress. She loves a potato sack.
She loves an A-line.
A sack line dress.
And... She's about to like go off, and Garcelle's like, no, 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 okay, no. And then, about what,
Crystal?
Jealous of what? Your ugly leather pants? Oh. And Kyle goes, it's okay. She said, ugly leather pants.
That's a good impression of her.
It's okay.
And then Crystal storms off onto the terrace, and honestly, this, like, cinematography blew me away.
Wait, can I just say, too, that, like, there's nowhere I want to be more than Rinna's backyard on that terracotta couch with, like, sunlit magic hour. Where are they? Like, Encino or something?
I literally couldn't tell you.
But, like, it just looked so amazing.
To be on a burnt orange sectional, outdoor sectional.
Yeah.
With
clean.
A plate. A huge tray of charcuterie in front of you and those little like fly machines. That's the dream at the golden hour.
Yeah. This was also everyone's outfits were so good in the scene. Like Garcelle with those blue furry sleeves or cuffs. I was like,
they were all giving. And like just the cat, like Sutton backlit by the golden sun on the terrace weeping and like all these like blonde beauties, like hair. It was just a hair story, a sunshine story, a story of tears.
Crystal's just strolling around on the lawn laughing, which I was like,
Crystal, you are a villain and you're good at it. You scare me. Your unapologetic nature terrifies me to my core, but I also respect it and I need more of it.
I was also loved her burgundy heels with the leather pants.
She looked great.
She looked like I was like, I see no problem with these leather pants, to be honest, because I thought she looked good.
Sutton goes, I think they were pleather. And then I wrote, they were. We had confirmation from when
Dorothy O'Donnell
herself.
I think they were pleather, but I thought she looked great.
She looked great. She always looks great.
But she just kind of sat with her hands in her pockets going,
I love just like laughing. Like it wasn't even like out loud laughing.
No.
Just like smiling. She's like so above it.
Yeah, she goes.
But also.
She's not above it.
She's not. She's fully in it.
She's in it. She's down in the trenches with
but
all of
I love her thinking that she's above it and like she's playing it so well. Because if you're on the show,
no,
you've already gotten sucked in.
You're also spiraling. Like she's probably spiraling.
You're
spiraling.
Yeah, I think it's like the inner turmoil is raging, but on the outside, she's just like cackling.
Well, she's also like, I'm in a fight on national television. I've never done this before. This is the first time I'm in like a true fight, like a housewife's fight. It's happening to me. What is my life? Where has it gone? Is it good that it's here? Should I be concerned? So she's just laughing.
She does a really good job of like detaching
and
having like no emotional reaction and defaulting to like
laughter.
And I love that. I would probably have to do the same thing.
I have to stand.
Yeah, we have no choice.
We have no choice in this moment but to stand, Crystal. Erica comes up to her. Also, the shot truly got to take in Erica's outfit.
Which I was like, she's certain.
She's wearing like black tights and big Doc Martens.
And like a mini skirt. I was just like, honey, go back to the drawing board.
Pick a lane. Go back to Crossroads.
Get on Poshmark and whip up something.
Oh my god. This Posh, I am like, I am so.
I gotta make sales. shit that I have to unload. I'm a pot. Once you get into poshing, there's no looking back.
No, like I know fully the minute I walk out of this door after we pod, I'm gonna hear dun 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 going up.
I'm gonna go check my Poshmark. I'm literally, me and my best friend are both like huge poshers now, and like posh culture is wild.
Christine,
yeah, because she's moving, and so she's trying to like clear out so much stuff, so she's been poshing like crazy, and now she's trying to get to be a Poshmark ambassador, which which literally doesn't get you like anything except like you are that, like it just means you've been on Poshmark way too much, and like,
I love that
you have to like share like 5,000 people's like clothes or listings. You have to have like 5,000 people share yours.
I love that.
Leave a love note on like, someone's thing.
That's like the people, the Hollister people who like stand outside Hollister and are like, yeah, come on in.
It's a whole world. And then like posh ambassadors will sometimes like choose one of your listings and they'll be like, congratulations, you're the listing of the day, with like a million emojis. And they're like, here's to happy poshing. Like, hope you make sales, girl. And nothing ever happens. I'm like, didn't sell.
Is it like a little MLM?
Total MLM. It's like total MLM. My stuff is not MLM, but like the vibe of Poshmark and like the things that get recommended to me, the things that get recommended to you in your main feed are truly some of the ugliest articles of clothing, footwear, home goods I've ever seen. And I don't follow these people, so I don't know why I get recommended like striped UGG boots with ribbons on them. I like it. It really doesn't track. No, you just have to. You just, your feed, Poshmark decides.
It. Do you remember that Murder on Beach, Middle Beach? Mm-hmm. Remember the gifting club?
Yeah.
It's like the gifting club.
It is a gifting club vibe.
How much do you
together
make money?
Together we posh. What?
Do you like make money?
Yeah. I mean, I sell, like what I do is if I haven't worn something in a year, then I'm just going to posh it and I mark it down 70% from what I bought it for.
That's good.
And then, because I want to, mostly just out of my closet, yeah, but I don't want to take it to Wasteland or wherever where they won't, yeah, buy it, or they'll buy it for like $5. And so then I just will like list it and just try and get stuff out. And then at least you're making like, you know, if you sell a bunch of stuff, you can make like $200 or $300 and then you can buy some new stuff.
Damn.
That eventually you'll posh.
It all goes back to posh.
It all comes back to a place of posh. Get busy poshing or get busy dying.
Maybe I'll start poshing, even though I don't have shit to posh.
You can, you know what the craziest thing is?
What?
People posh old workout clothes.
Okay, that's like
Carrie.
Kink.
Do you know
that's
how many
fetish.
Old workout clothes I've sold? They go the fastest. It's. I don't want to knock anyone that's bought them because like, that's your journey. That's you starting. But
well, I will, because I'm not poshing. That's not right. Well, actually, that's not true, because some people are really into like used stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not going to knock it.
I don't think I would. Personally, I would not buy like someone's used leggings.
No.
But if that's your journey and you come to my posh and you want to buy mine, I will gladly sell them to you.
It's a good way. You're an open-minded businesswoman.
I'm honestly,
but that,
I want us all to win.
That's
and
a
that's
lot.
A situation where we're all winning. But me buying a used leggings or a sports bra, I'm not, I don't view that as me, my victory.
I'm going to start buying just leggings. I'm just going to start wearing leggings.
You should, and then sell them.
And then I'll just sell them for like,
some people posh like underwear. I'm like, you've taken this too far.
It's
not, and like, they'll be like new with tags, but you don't know.
That's like veering into, which is fine, but that's like veering into like,
it's fetish.
Yeah. Which is like totally fine. People do that all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we've all thought about selling stuff.
We all have something
we've
to sell.
We've all had something. So they get, Crystal is sitting with Erica and Garcelle, and Garcelle says, I'm going to be real with you. Violet kind of threw us all for a loop when you said Sutton violated you. And Crystal's she's like, I will not
She is not backing down from the violate.
She's going to keep it going. She's like, she violated me. What it is an invasion of privacy, and that's what she did. So I'm not taking back what I said. And Garcelle's like, okay. And then Erica comes over and she's like,
ladies, this is a crazy time we're dealing with right now. What's going on, girlfriend?
She's like, hey, I have the great solution for this. How about some hot toddies? And gets everyone to drink some fucking hot toddies.
Yeah, she's like, some booze will fix this. Girlfriends, hey.
I was like, wow, you're really friendly for once.
She's a real girl's girl, that one.
And then everyone sits back down.
On the burnt orange Sedona couch.
The beautiful couch.
Oh, just want to fall asleep out there with Harry Hamlin just cooking bolognese like nearby.
Yeah, same. And Sutton comes over and she is, Crystal, I apologize for talking badly about your pants. I think they're actually very cute. And Kathy goes, I think they're darling.
And Sutton's like, she goes, Crystal, why are you constantly mean? And then Sutton, Crystal says, I think you're an inappropriate and awkward person. And I was like, oof. It's just...
Crystal, she goes, you know that line when people tell you who they are, believe them? I was like, okay, Maya Angelou, you need to like calm down.
Like Sutton, and then Sutton's just going, okay. Just some like mascara. It's this episode of running mascara.
This episode was sponsored by Tear mascara, tear trails down the face.
My mom texted me this morning and she goes, I don't believe Erica. She goes, the last time I wore mascara like that was the 90s.
I just was like, why aren't you wiping your face?
It was.
And then I knew why. Crystal's wilding at this point.
Yeah, they're both so stubborn and they're both digging their own holes and neither of them will come out of it. So I think it's like,
Sutton won't say exactly what she needs, which is annoying. Like, if she was just like, I need you to, like, you need to be explicit, and she just won't be. And so it's like, this will actually never get resolved, which I'm fine with because I could, again, watch this fight till literally I die. But it also is like, must be bad for them having to live through this over and over and over.
Yeah, it's like truly eternal return. And I think Crystal knows what Sutton needs, but is not, she's just,
she won't give it to her.
She's not going to give it to her because it's now she knows she has this over someone.
It's a power move.
She's new. She has this over someone. Again, she had in the start of their awkward tension in Tahoe, she had every reason to be annoyed with Sutton. Sutton, someone walking into your room, it's annoying. I get it. But she's now, you know, it's now she knows she can get this reaction out of Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
Sutton's giving her everything she wants because Sutton's
playing right into her hands.
Queen of tears. So it's like, you know, it's a perfect storm.
Crystal going, I'm not going to apologize for your actions. I would like, if I were Sutton, I would be screaming at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I'd fully go off the cliff.
So then they like, you know, the ladies are like, all right, let's just. Someone says, put your big girl panties on. And then Kathy goes, the high-waisted ones.
And Sutton's like, you said manic? I think that could go, you could take that back. And then Crystal goes, I take away that you're manic.
She goes, I'm sorry that you feel bad that I said that.
I was like, damn, you're crazy for this. You're going to go there.
Sorry that you feel bad. That is like... And then Lisa Rinna goes, I think we're veering into the non-apology territory.
Yeah. And then everyone is like, okay, we're done now. And like, we can finally put this to bed once and for all, right? And then everyone's like, right. And I was like, really? And I was like, I have a little feeling it might come back.
I just wrote, I'm just obsessed with Rinna's couch.
Yeah. Kathy goes, and now we know we can't push people to the edge. That's just mixed up.
They're like, messed up, Kathy? And she goes, mixed up, messed up. At one point, too, when they were trying to pull Sutton away when she was crying earlier, they cut to Kathy's face and she has genuine horror on her face.
She's very stressed. She's terrified.
And I think she knows that she's the one that started it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, feeling kind of guilty.
I love, and then Rinna chimes in with truly like an unhelpful take where she's like, we just got to take things one day at a time. Live in the moment. It's like, that's not what we're talking about at all.
Lisa, shut up.
Like, shut up. And then Sutton goes, and lock your doors, which I was like, that's a slam dunk
yeah,
for me.
She won that.
Yeah, she actually like came out on top with that side note. And the drama continues.
Crystal knew she won too. Mm-hmm. She was like, damn it.
I know. Crystal tried to be like, oh, believe me, I did on like night three. And I was like, it's over for you. Sit down, Crystal. Next round, try again.
Crystal will go. She'll
come back.
She's got some zingers.
Oh, she's got some tricks up her sleeves. But I was like, game, set, match. Sutton.
Sutton wins this round. And then we cut 4 days later. Kyle, Kathy, and Dorit all have COVID. And they're all talking over Zoom. It's very triggering. And Kyle starts, they ask her how she is. And she goes, I'm just really emotional. She's crying.
Yeah.
You don't see Kathy. I thought it was interesting.
Kathy was like, get away from me.
And then the news breaks about
Tom's alleged embezzlement crimes. And so Erica has a glamorous FaceTime with Kyle and Rinna.
With her dog. She have a dog.
She's a huge German Shepherd.
Yeah. And she's just like sitting there on the bed. I just wrote, the news breaks during quarantine, ... Fabulous. Kyle goes, so how are you doing? And then Erica goes,
fucking horrible, Kyle. How do you think I am?
I was like, all right, you're lying.
This marks the point in the episode that is the beginning of Erica's one-woman show.
This was also when I was like, okay, she's full of shit. I'm sorry. I know we were talking about it last time, but I was like, this performance is unbelievable.
I was on an emotional roller coaster last night when I watched the episode. And at one point, I will admit, I did cry while Erica was crying because I just felt so badly for her. And I truly was like...
And you were high.
I was like, I believe her. Yeah, I was vaped down and I was like, I just believe her. It's hard. And then I watched today and I was like, okay. There are moments where she takes the act a little too far. And I was like, I'm not buying it.
Well, first I was like, okay, maybe she's just... trying to make herself look good, which like I get in the divorce, trying to like, and then later when, which we, you pointed out, which I saw and I was like, oh my God, when she said the thing about Tom's, well, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
So she goes.
So she's in full hair makeup.
Yeah.
For this face, for the FaceTime of a century.
All the women have to quarantine for 2 weeks. So all of them are, it's all being done over Zoom because of the COVID exposure.
Yeah.
And Erica goes, first, I was a gold digger, and now I'm a conspirator.
A sham divorce. Everyone says it's a sham. It's not a sham.
It's not a sham, girls.
And they're girls. Like, we know. What? I'm like, do you know? Like, I want to know what they really think, and I don't think they'd ever say it on camera because it is, like, such a sensitive subject.
I'm sure they all have their doubts. I'm sorry. Erica's never been this forthcoming and this, like, open with the women.
Yeah.
In the 6 years she's been on the show, she's never been, like...
And then now, suddenly, it, like, all comes pouring out.
I just don't... I don't buy this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was, like... It cuts to her in her one-on-one, and with her death becomes her glam, and the producer's like, how did you first find out about the Boeing lawsuit? And she goes, I can't answer that.
Well, first she stares for a minute, staring down. It's a great, I screenshot it. It's a great moment. They go, how did you first find out about this Boeing? And she just goes,
I'm not at liberty to say right now, ladies. Girlfriend?
Girlfriend, legally.
Legally?
I cannot say.
Just between me and you? I can't talk about that right now, girlfriend.
And the guy's like, okay.
Neat.
So she's
protesting her innocence. She breaks down at the end of their FaceTime and is like, I didn't do these things. And they're like, we know, a girl. And Lisa's like, we know who you are. You didn't do them. And then I'm like, but is it going to come out that she did them?
And also, do they know who she is?
Yeah. I'm like, what do you know?
What do you know about Erica Girardi?
What does anyone know?
What does anyone know about Erica Jane?
But what do you know?
I don't know shit. I didn't know she had a son until last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of unknowns.
Or the year before.
But I also understand her keeping like a low, like her not wanting to have her marital issues on camera.
Yeah.
Like,
total. Yeah, but it's like,
especially if like this guy, your narrative is this guy foots the bill for your entire life and is like paid for you to pursue your career. And like, then you're going to, and also is this like powerful lawyer.
Yeah, no, I get why. I understand like on paper why someone would keep it a little.
I'm very 50-50 at this point. Yeah. Like, part of me totally believes her and is like, this fucking sucks for you. But then part of me is like, I think she either didn't know and then found out that, that the hammer was coming down and then was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here and getting a divorce, and is just like in private hell with like all this shit coming out that she had no idea about. Or she didn't know, but he told her what the plan would be to like protect her and him. And that plan was they would get divorced. Mm. He would get Alzheimer's conserved.
Yeah.
And that would be the narrative that she says on the show. And then that's all planned. But I don't know. I could see it totally being like, he's just kind of the rich guy and in control, and she's the little wife and better do everything he says.
I don't know.
I can't answer that.
I can't answer that.
Erica has Sutton, or no, Rinna and
Crystal
over.
Mm-hmm. To sit out back for a drink. Really? She pops her champagne. She goes, well, you know my motto, my new motto. Why not?
Why not?
Here's to bursting into tears. I have several tears of my own to share.
Yeah.
Here's to bursting in my tears.
I wrote the Broadway act continues.
Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. Garcelle, this is like my favorite moment of the whole episode. Garcelle goes to Kyle's house to drop something off, and mm-hmm. they're still having to not be near each other. So Kyle's out in her balcony, and it's like very Romeo and Juliet. And they're just like talking, and
Garcelle has her doubts, I think. Rightly so.
In a very kind way. She's dubious of Erica. I think she doesn't outright say it in the most explicit way, but you know that you can feel the hint of,
she's like,
and then back at the Casa, back at the Hancock Park
bachelorette pad,
Rena goes, most women don't know how to do these things about like finances. I was like,
I think she's talking about like her.
Like, no, I know, but it just came. Circle. I was like, it came off a little weird.
But I was with her. I was like, most women don't. Yeah. I was like, I certainly didn't. And I was the one in control of my finances.
But Lisa's like, but I'm the breadwinner, so I had to learn how to pay bills on time and everything.
Yeah, like Rinna's on top of her funds. And I was like, she's a fucking hustler. She is.
Queen of diapers.
Fucking on top of that. And Erica, they're like, how are you, Erica? And she goes, I'm not good. I called my psychiatrist. And then really doesn't say what became of that.
Essential.
And he goes, that's great.
I called my psychiatrist. I thought she was going to be like, he's prescribed me four tablets.
Yeah, I was like, what's
Purin,
the med?
Purin like, tablets, like in the birdcage.
Thank God for my Purin tablets.
But then, okay, I love Garcelle, but her top of a turtleneck sweater that's missing the rest was a true miss for me.
It was missing.
I was like, what purpose is this serving?
I do love her and Kyle's newfound friendship, though.
Me too. I love them. And I loved when Garcelle goes, there's one thing I know, husbands can have secrets that wives don't know about. And that's fucking true.
Yeah.
Especially when there's power and money involved. And like when Rinna was like, a lot of the women I know, they don't work.
Yeah.
And they don't ask any questions. And you just get the direct deposit and like eat, drink, and get manicures. Like, I mean, it would be very easy to just be like, no problems here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you don't need to ask, why ask? And you're getting the direct deposits.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. I mean, everything they're saying is right.
Like, if you get $50,000 a month to just spend as you please, and all you have to do is, like, look hot and go to dinner every once in a while.
Yeah. I agree with all this. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of truth in all that. But then later, I was completely unconvinced later when she gave that Lauren Conrad, like
her Academy Award winning monologue.
Her like Fleabag moment. And she and Erica goes,
I know just how mean and vicious and utterly dismissive Tom is.
Tom wins.
Tom always
wins. She goes,
I pleaded, I begged, I cried, I tried.
I pled, I cried, I tried, I pried.
I was like, okay, like, I just don't know. I'm in a place of I don't know.
Her voice.
Her voice is getting more Muppety by the day.
It's unbelievable.
I'm like, she's either coming completely unspooled before our very eyes, or this is just like the Broadway act of a lifetime.
Erica also a few times referred to herself as Erica Girardi. Like, she would be like, Tom Girardi loves Erica Girardi. Like, I was like,
she goes, Erica Girardi didn't take down Tom Girardi. Tom Girardi took down Tom Girardi. And at that point last night, I was like, hell fucking yeah, he did.
But also, she's, I'm like, you're disassociating.
But you're her.
Yeah.
Also, no one ever thought that Erica took down Tom.
First I'm a gold digger, now I'm a co-conspirator. Oh!
A federal investigation.
Federal investigation. Can you believe this, ladies?
Left when Kyle and Rena were FaceTiming her. And they're like, but that doesn't mean anything bad will happen to you, right? And she goes, no. No. No, ladies, I could be the subject of a federal investigation.
No.
No.
No, no.
I was like,
girlfriend,
she might just be in true hell.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, lol. Lol, I hope it works out.
It's a little Marianne when she says girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
I would tell you, girlfriend, you are so on. Marianne Williamson.
She is in a, she's channeling some Marianne.
Yeah. Delilah. Delilah.
I loved this because I love
hot.
Delilah and Ayal together. Ayal is one of the hottest people I've ever seen.
I didn't know that she was dating someone from Love Island.
Oh, I've been following for the whole year they've been together. I was like, who is he?
And is then, he nice?
I guess. I mean, they're both like hot, you know, and young. Yeah, I have no idea.
Carrie, I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking know. He's British. And they're really hot together. They seem to be incredibly in love.
Are they living overseas?
I think they were in Mexico for a lot of the...
Oh.
They were the ones that were in Tulum.
Mm.
So when you're like, what kind of people went to Tulum during court?
A.L.
So hot.
He's unbelievable.
And then Rinna takes us on a tour of all the clothes that she has lined her garage with.
Amazing.
And I had absolute full body chills.
Her red carpet looks, her vintage, her custom, you know, gowns.
Custom Versace.
Unbelievable.
Original Hervé Léger. Tom Ford for Gucci. I literally had died and the EMTs had to come shock me back to life.
Because you know Lisa is such a hustler, and you know that over the years she's gotten her hand, like she just has those connections where she's like worked it to get these.
Well, also she was like, I bought these myself. She's like, I worked really hard. I bought them because I wanted them. And I was like, yes. Like, I love the idea of her just getting paid bank and then walking into a store and being like, $5K, no problem.
Yeah, her soap opera money. And I love that she just has like a kind of dingy garage full of...
I know, I was like, protect them.
Yeah, but also she's the king of that house.
Yeah, and she saved them for her daughters, which is sweet. And then I love also just like daughter drama of them being like, don't show Amelia.
Yeah.
Like, these are for me. That's like literally how I am.
And I love that she's like, she loves that the daughters want it. She's like, oh.
You didn't care about me for so long. And now look at you.
Now all of a
now
sudden
I'm
you
cool.
want all my outfits. Now I'm cool. Yeah, she's like, I'm like, but I'm also like, babe, there's like black mold like dripping onto this custom
moths.
Versace.
Yeah.
Moths.
You've got to do something. Put them in a safe.
Yeah, it's like Silence of the Lambs.
It was just a little too garagey for me. I'm like,
Kathy walks up. First of all, does Kathy live in New England?
Yes.
I'm like, it's so
she lives in Connecticut.
Because, you know, in LA, the trees don't really change color.
No.
And I'm like, spotting autumnal. I know it's around Christmas, so it's like chillier. LA is cold during December.
Yeah.
But every time she's in her backyard, I'm like, oh, we're fully in, like, Bedford, New York.
Mm-hmm.
We've just...
Her estate.
She comes out and she goes, oh!
Her dog's name is Sue, which I love. She goes, ow, ow, ow.
Oh, ow.
And then Sue howls back. Tony chimed in and got involved on both watches.
She's a witch.
Yeah. And then Kyle comes over to just have sister time. And Kathy inexplicably has like a lot of wreaths and little mini Christmas trees on the table.
With doll heads.
And she goes, my collections. And did she make these?
Yeah.
That's what, I love Kyle going, what is this? This is terrifying. She goes, Kathy goes, she's my little vintage girl. And Kyle goes, demented. These are dementia.
Yeah. She goes, I don't like, she's no, I love, she's my vintage girl. And Kyle goes, okay.
Demented.
It's, well, it's, I think it's Christmas is coming up.
But like every year, does, is Kathy trying to like sell these?
I think Kathy, from what I've, you know, collected over the years of kind of Insta stalking her from afar and now fully being an Insta fan, she's big on Christmas and she does, they do like a Christmas thing every year. So I think her house is always like decorated to the T. So I think she goes overboard with like Christmas decorations. And
but then also involves some like DIY hot glue gun wreaths with just little knickknacks on them.
She's my vintage girl.
Does she? I love her. She's love my vintage
her.
Girl.
Don't say anything about her.
I was truly, they describe her describing her creative wreath process.
Yeah.
She's like a bird, one little car, receipt from Saks Fifth Avenue, a doll.
A doll. Because you can't ever get rid of a receipt from Saks.
I'm like it's her brain. Hoardery. I just was like, what's the purpose of like displaying these? Kyle's having serious mom struggles.
This is real. So Kyle kind of breaks down about Portia, who she is fearing is like kind of depressed.
An introvert? Yeah.
Or just having like, you know, young teen depression exacerbated by a quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like kind of saying that Portia, she's like, I don't really know as a parent right now dealing with this crisis. I don't know how to make my kid feel like the day is worth it. Because she goes, she'll sleep until noon. And like she misses class. She's been just sleeping all the time. And she's like, and what am I going to wake her up and be like, the day is here because there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, and she starts crying. And Kathy's actually really sweet with her and comforting her. And I was like, I feel that.
I love Kyle's mom journey. Because I do feel like she's a really good mom.
Yeah, she's like, it's the most, it's the best, the greatest thing I've ever done.
Best at.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
And she's like all daughter. She's like very sensitive and emotional about all of them. And Kathy's really sweet with her. She's like a good big sister.
Love Kathy going, and you do not let her hang out with the older sisters because they are on different pages. And I was like, okay, like, Kathy. I was like, that's you and your family.
Yeah. But it's real. Like, but there's this, but also she's talking about, Portia seems fine.
Yeah.
Because there's just, they do a flashback where she's like, Portia, those nails are so long. How do you type with them? And then Portia clicks her nails a little and she goes, because I'm a queen.
I was loving it. She's like, you know, I'd never let her have those long nails, but like, what else would I do?
Yeah.
I love Portia. I got the sense that she was just like, maybe more introverted.
Yeah. She likes to be like with her family.
I was like, everything that Kyle was listing, I was like, absolute. I was like, I've displayed every single one of those behavioral aspects over the past year.
Yeah.
I was like, she's fucking fine. Okay, Kyle.
Yeah. She sleeps in till 10. I'm like,
she's like, it's 12:30. She's asleep right now. I was like,
let her sleep.
Yeah. Kids need rest.
What is she going to do?
School, schmool.
Zoom school.
Yeah. Learn. Miss me.
Yeah, miss.
I'm like, miss just me. Like read this book.
Read a book.
I can't imagine. Like, that's a struggle I just like can't relate to, but yeah. I empathize with because like having young kids at home mm-hmm. over the past year and trying to like
a nightmare.
And just those kids like being a young person and going through this, like really young.
No, I can't.
No.
And then they talk about Erica a little and she's freaking out about it. And then Kathy goes, well, What does she say? At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, life is a poker game and everyone has to show their cards. Kyle goes, Kathy, shut up.
And Kathy starts cracking up.
There was a moment too where Kyle's like, I'm just like so sad. I feel like I can't, I'm just like depressed. And then it cuts to Kathy with her sunglasses on. She goes, about getting COVID.
Kathy saw hell. Kathy went through something.
Yeah, she is not the same.
No.
She channeled her experience into her wreaths and trees.
Yeah, it represents...
And that, if those are an indication of what she's been through over the past 2 weeks.
It represents COVID.
That's my little vintage girl.
Yes, because of COVID.
Because of COVID.
And then Kathy goes, I'm so happy that I can be at this place with Kyle because for a while we weren't talking and... Now we're so good. And I'm like, wow, they really... I think Kyle's even closer with her than with Kim.
Yeah. I love their love.
Yeah, me too. I hope they don't fight.
I know.
I'm like, I'm already anxious about it.
Just calm down.
Yeah. Babe, chill.
Chill. They're good right now. Rinna goes to Sutton's. And...
We meet Sutton's daughter, which I was like, oh, she has kids. I forgot.
Yeah. Her daughter, Porter.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
She looks just like Sutton.
Really?
I think so, with brown hair. Porter's a little like... She's cute. She's like a freshman in college.
She's like an 18-year-old. I think she's like kind of like normal.
No, she's normal, but she's like very like well-mannered and like much more than all the other kids that have been featured on the show. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Just very like, yes, I'm joining a sorority and... Lisa goes, oh, that was my Kappa Sigma. That was my sorority. I was there for 3 weeks. Because I didn't last in college that long.
Rinna had to work. She had work to do.
But Porter's like petting a small dog. It's like she's like kind of a little pod person.
She is. But I think it's just like shocking the difference, which they talk about, like the difference between her and like Amelia, who's just 1 year older but is living the most different life from Porter's life one could possibly be living, is just like, it's wild because Porter still seems somewhat like innocent and like I think that's like...
She's like a normal teenager who's like in college.
She's like young.
And young.
Where you're like, you're still like a kid.
She's like age appropriate.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah. She goes, maybe sometime me and Amelia can hang. And then Lisa goes, oh, right. You're so close in age. And then Sutton goes, I don't know about that play date.
Sutton's not
Sutton's
down.
Like, later, she's like, you're not going to see that girl.
You'll never. She's like, she's not getting lip fillers.
Yeah. You're not going over there.
I love that now you have to like set a boundary with your teenage daughters of whether or not you will get them lip fillers.
I know. It was almost like an unspoken thing of like, I think even Lisa Rinna was like, you wouldn't get along.
Like, no, I think everyone was like, this will never
happen. This union will not happen.
I want to see it because I feel like it would be so awkward. Like, I don't even think that they could like relate to each other on any plane.
No.
But love that idea for them. Sutton was very strict growing up. She goes, they're going to play Uno with me on Saturday nights and like it.
She goes, Porter's, is she her youngest or her middle child?
I think the oldest.
She goes, I just love her.
I was like, does Sutton know her daughter that well? Like, what's the relationship?
I think she's very, like, traditional with her and, like, probably, like, you're going to go to school, you're going to join a sorority, and you're going to be a well-positioned young light. You know, like, you're going to be all about...
And now, probably, I wonder if Porter's filming, because she turned 18, now she has, like, a choice. Maybe it was, like, a deal, like, prior to 18 years old, like, no minors on camera agreement.
Watch, like, Porter has, like, a gun in her drawer and, like, is, like...
Porter's like on OnlyFans.
Yeah. Porter's like, you see, I feel like Porter has like a little wild side in her.
She could, or she could just be like a sweetie. She's Meadow Soprano vibes.
She is. Erica and Kyle meet
to sit on some stumps.
Sit on some stumps.
And Erica breaks down weeping from the start. feel like she was in the car. She's like, death becomes her when Goldie's like spritzing her eyes, and she's like, fuck, what's Meryl Streep's name in that movie?
Oh, Madeline?
Madeline! I have to speak to Madeline at once! Madeline! I have to speak to Madeline yeah. once!
Like, she's like just, rehearsing. Yeah, like
hyping herself up in the car.
Yeah. It's like when Lindsay Lohan stared at the camera on the Oprah show and made herself cry.
Mm-hmm.
To like, for some self-tape she was doing.
Yeah. But honestly, I was crying. This is where I was like, when she was like, I just never, ever expected any of this. I believed that. Like, yeah. I felt that pain and I connected to it.
Erica really breaks down in front of Kyle. She's, like, telling her about how hard it is, like, how alone she feels. And, like, it's just, she's, like, truly in hell.
And she goes, it's okay, Kyle. And then Kyle goes, no, it's not okay. And then she goes, oh.
Her mascara starts to bleed down her face. Like, unbelievable trails. It's a ski slope. It's like a ski resort.
Trail of tears.
Trail of tears.
And she, but then I'm like, but wipe that.
No, she wore that mascara to cry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. She,
no,
that
is true. If you know you're going to be vulnerable and emotional, you would wear, and you didn't want to like ruin the makeup, you'd wear waterproof mascara.
Camille Grammer was, someone screenshotted, she commented on something saying like, I was with Erica in the at the beach and when she was in the ocean wearing mascara and I never saw it running. Just saying. And I'm like, she put on that kind of, what is that kind of mascara? Like older mascara?
No, it's just like a thick, like thick. Some mascaras like that. Like there's like Dior show mascara would run like that. Like if you got the non-waterproof kind, that's just like a really thick mascara
yeah.
that's like charcoal-y almost.
But she whipped out the charcoal for this because she was like, I want to look like Fleabag.
Like a right sad now. Wife.
Which, by the way, I feel like that's like every poster for like a woman-centric show is like a woman with like mascara running down her face.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Sad, sexy. Sexy, sad. Erica goes, I have such a story to tell, but I can't tell it because it's not the right time. And I was like, way to tease it.
Yeah, and then she goes,
want to know who your friends are, Kyle? Bury a body.
I was like,
go broke. Or go to jail.
Bury a body. I don't
know. Ask one of them to help you bury a body. You'll see. I was like,
that probably
happened. We'll see. I was like, my friends would say, no, I'm not doing this with you.
I know. That's like that thing. A good friend bails you out of jail. A best friend sitting next to you in the cell going, hell fucking yeah. You know that? Like, remember those like.
Yeah. I'm like, that's a dysfunctional friendship.
Yeah, that's a codependent friendship.
Want to know who your friends are? She's like, you'll be amazed how fast people leave. How they repel from you.
How they immediately distance themselves. So quick.
She sounds so like quick Orson Welles.
Yeah, she's full Orson Welles. She is in a place of Rosebud.
Yeah.
And I was fully buying it until she started her monologue about like Tom, where she's like, I told him, you can't see well, you can't hear well. You're degrading right in front of me, and I can't ignore it. And I was like,
I went, she's in cahoots.
Well, god damn it.
Well, gosh darn it. Do we see it now? Playing out before our eyes.
And then it takes an even like richer turn where then she's like, and I'll tell you something. And like her talking head, she's like, as much as Tom supported me, he resented me every step of the way forward.
The light comes down.
Mm-hmm.
There's like one light shining on the top half of her face.
She's like, honey. What do you want? You passed me the ball and I ran it into the end zone. What's the problem?
I was like, you were in Chicago on Broadway.
Yeah, like...
like...
Again, Rinna did that. Again, Ashley Simpson did that.
She goes...
Like, let's not... Honey. Babe.
She goes, Kyle, let me tell you that around the time of Chicago...
I was like, oh my God. It reminded me of... When Valerie Cherish is talking about her days on it, she goes, back on it.
Well, on it.
Well,
we used to...
well, back on I'm it.
I'm like, what happened on Chicago, Erica?
Yes. Well, honey, you throw me the ball. I'm going to pass it into the end zone. What are you expecting me to do? I'm going to take it all the way home, kid. You pass the ball and you say, "Slugger home, kid. I'm going to bring it all the way to home base. What are you talking about?"
And she goes, "And then he was angry." And Kyle goes, "Well, it's just crazy. He wants you to..." Kyle's really pissed that Tom wants Erica to pay his attorney bills. I love like seeing where the women kind of stand individually on money because it's just fascinating. And Kyle is basically like, "He paid for all this shit for you. Like, that is just outrageous. Like, that's what she's the most mad about." And Kyle goes, "It's not like he wasn't an angel, was he?" And Erica goes, "No, he's not an angel. My God."
They're both acting. They're both Kyle's drama.
Kyle's is...
She's pulling out her
drama.
Little House on the Prairie, like, full acting. "That's just awful. It was just terrible." And Erica goes, "My God, he's no angel. He's a demon, if anything."
And then Erica goes... "I'd go to hug him and he wouldn't hug me back. There was another life happening on the outside. Saw a lot of support. On the inside, conflict." I was like, "Girl, okay, I'll give her the Oscar. She wins." I was like, "Honey,
god damn it,
the pregnant pauses."
Yeah,
there was conflict.
It's like, oh my God, who wrote this?
Literally, welcome to every fucking marriage since the dawn of time.
I went to hug him and he didn't hug me back.
I was like, that's the best you can do.
Yeah, I love that.
And I went to hug him and he didn't hug me back.
There was conflict.
"I'd go to hug him and he wouldn't hug me back." Okay. And
he just didn't want to hug you.
Yeah.
He wanted his he had boundaries.
But maybe he was busy.
"I went to hug him and I knew there was conflict.
There was another life.
I thought she was going to say he was having an affair.
I think that's just like sprinkled in as like an added element. But I'm sorry, like, you're saying this man couldn't see or hear?
Yeah. Now that's coming out of like, I'm like, oh, so now he's like...
I'm like, is he demented? Is he dementia? Is he Alzheimer's or is he deaf and blind?
Because then she's also going how cruel he is.
I know how cruel Tom Girardi can be and he's sitting there saying the worst things.
It's like, okay, but you're now saying that he's like a bumbling Mr. Magoo with dementia. So I'm like, pick a team, baby.
You gotta stay in one lane.
Is he emotionally abusive? Is he Alzheimer's?
Is he just a is he a bat?
He's a bat. He's like one of the monsters in The Descent.
On the outside, human. On the inside, sonar. Like, what is going, what is it? And then I was like, I'm sorry, maybe he does, if he does have Alzheimer's, truly, like, sad for that.
That's terrible. But
also, I don't know, it just seems so, it's conveniently timed Alzheimer's, is what I'll say.
I don't believe it, I'm sorry.
You can't go from zero to Alzheimer's in, like, a year.
And people were saying...
You're going from, like, living, laughing, loving... mansion to conserved with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I mean, even on The Housewife and The Hustler, like coworker or colleagues who would see him out like as early as like a few months before all this news said that he was like laughing and making connections and networking and like full at like functions. And like they said, I never saw any hint that he was.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he had like a medication that he was on or something, or maybe he hit it. I mean, illness like that is like a very sensitive subject.
No, totally.
But I'm also just like,
you can't see me now, Tom. You can't see 4 feet in front of you. What do you say, Tom?
He goes, pew, pew, pew. That's his story.
His echo location.
Yeah. He goes, ah! He went just full dolphin.
On the outside, a man with no hair.
Two eyes, no hair, and ears.
On the inside, a bat. He's a full bat. Kyle, he's a bat. And she's like, what?
She's like, she's like,
he's a bat.
I told him, you don't sleep normal. You sleep upside down.
So I says to him, Kyle, I says, Tom, I know what the problem is. You're a bat.
I cried, I begged, I pled, I pleaded.
Go to a bat doctor. Kyle,
you're
goes,
a bat, Tom. Kyle. You're a rodent with wings. Kyle. Look what you've become. Kyle. You wouldn't hear it. Tom always wins.
Kyle goes, oh my God. What if the rest of the season is just them being like, he's a bat?
He's literally a bat. Really bad timing, too, with COVID and everything. Really bad timing.
You're a bat, Tom.
Tom, you're a bat.
I tried to tell him every day. You sleep upside down. You eat little bugs and fruits.
You have rabies. Let's be honest.
You only come out at dusk.
When you fly, fly, fly all around the backyard.
I see him silhouetted against the night sky, his little bat wings flittering and fluttering. And I say, that's a bat if I ever saw one.
Oh, that's my husband.
That's my husband. That's Tom Girardi. Tom Girardi. Erica Jane didn't destroy Tom Girardi. A bat did. And that bat is Tom Girardi. Kyle, he's a bat.
He's a bat. You wouldn't know it. But it's true.
And Kyle goes, oh my God, I never.
She cries.
And Eric goes, I know, you'd never think when you'd see him in flat, clear as day, bells and whistles. You'd never think. That man's bad. But behind closed doors, he skitters away.
Behind closed doors.
The flap, flap, flapping.
The flapping of his little leathery wings. Couldn't leave any fruit out in the kitchen.
I'd come in the morning to fix myself a hearty fruit salad in the morning before the housekeeper got there, and I'd look in and there'd just be bites in all the fruit. And I'd
say, it's all gone, I'd say. He got to it again. Walk around, find him hanging upside down in a houseplant. I said, Tom, what's going on? You're blind. You can't hear. You communicate only by sonar. Like, I pray that is actually what's going on.
You know,
I don't speak that language. You're so angry.
Yeah, Tom.
We've been together 21 years, and you think at all this time I should have learned sonar, but Tom, I don't speak echolocation.
Mm-mm.
I speak two languages.
I don't know that rodent language.
I only speak two languages, English and giving. Girlfriend.
I can only speak English, and I can only slay. I can only speak English.
I simply can only speak two languages, English and slay, mama. Slay, girlfriend.
And that's me.
That's me. You, I don't speak bat, Tom.
You, on the other hand, you're a bat.
But
I'm fully on board for just the drama monologues of Erica Jane.
Oh.
And I hope that she takes this. I hope she does tell her story one day. I have a story to tell.
Not right now.
How an old man became a bat. Before my very eyes. I love it. And so I'm on board. I want her to stay on the show. I need more of this.
I don't speak bat. I don't speak sonar. I'm like weeping.
I be a mammal, but I'm no bat.
I've been known to hang upside down from a ceiling or two.
I love hanging upside down, get the blood rolling to your face. It's great for youth, but for sleeping all night in a tree?
No. I can't sleep outside.
Count me out.
Too many bugs, but he loves them because he's a bat. Talk about a bug buffet. Just go out backside in Pasadena and
bug. We haven't had mosquitoes on our property in years. That was the one good thing.
The one benefit of having a bat husband? No mosquitoes.
No mosquitoes or bugs in the house. Fruit? Can't have it, though.
Oh, my God. We need to stop. Okay. Guys, stay tuned. Let us know if you think Tom is a bat.
Yeah.
And if our theory is actually sound. Speaking of... I don't know what that joke is.
Speaking of Kahlua. Speaking of Kahlua. Listen, subscribe to the Patreon for bonus Patreon episodes. Every week there's bonus eps that come out on Saturdays. You can, for $6 a month, get all the bonus episodes from literally the dawn of time. Go to patreon.com/sexuniquepodcast.
Follow Lars at Lars Marie.
Follow Carrie at eCario. Come to our live
shows. Come to our live shows. Salt Lake City,
we need you.
We need you.
We need all of my bats to come.
We need all my bats. Calling all sup bats.
Yeah, we're sending out a sonar for SLC. Everywhere else is selling.
Everyone else is selling, selling, selling. So get on those tickets because they're all going to sell out. Because one already has. The Chicago show already sold out.
The first Chicago show sold out. There's going to be a second one.
The other shows are going fast. Salt Lake City, get on it, and we're going to be out before we know it.
Yeah,
so,
and there's a link to the tickets in the description of this episode. So just click on that, and you'll have all the info and links, links, links to get you where you want to go.
Get vaccinated.
Yeah, that too.
Bye.
Bye.